Surely he would lose, they said. In the 2016 Republican primaries, polling experts concluded that Donald Trump didn't stand a chance. After all, Trump had insulted a variety of minority groups. The polls and their interpreters told us few Americans approved of such outrages. Most polling experts at the time thought that Trump would lose in the general election. Too many likely voters said they were put off by his manner and views. But there were actually some clues that Trump might actually win both the primaries and the general election on the internet. I am an internet data expert. Every day I track the digital trails that people leave as they make their way across the web. From the buttons or keys we click or tap, I try to understand what we really want, what we will really do, and who we really are. Let me explain how I got started on this unusual path. The story begins, and this seems like ages ago, with the 2008 presidential election and a long-debated question in social science: how significant is racial prejudice in America? Barack Obama was running as the first African-American presidential nominee of a major party. He won rather easily, and the polls suggested that race was not a factor in how Americans voted. Gallup, for example, conducted numerous polls before and after Obama's first election. Their conclusion? American voters largely did not care that Barack Obama was black. Shortly after the election, two well-known professors at the University of California, Berkeley, pored through other survey-based data using more sophisticated data mining techniques. They reached a similar conclusion. And so, during Obama's presidency, this became the conventional wisdom in many parts of the media and in large swaths of the academy. The sources that the media and social scientists have used for 80-plus years to understand the world told us that the overwhelming majority of Americans did not care that Obama was black when judging whether he should be their president. This country, long soiled by slavery and Jim Crow laws, seemed finally to have stopped judging people by the color of their skin. This seemed to suggest that racism was on its last legs in America. In fact, some pundits even declared that we lived in a post-racial society. In 2012, I was a graduate student in economics, lost in life, burnt out in my field, and confident, even cocky, that I had a pretty good understanding of how the world worked, of what people thought and cared about in the 21st century, and when it came to this issue of prejudice, I allowed myself to believe, based on everything I had read in psychology and political science, that explicit racism was limited to a small percentage of Americans, the majority of them conservative Republicans, most of them living in the Deep South. Then I found Google Trends. Google Trends, a tool that was released with little fanfare in 2009, tells users how frequently any word or phrase has been searched in different locations at different times. It was advertised as a fun tool, perhaps enabling friends to discuss which celebrity was most popular or what fashion was suddenly hot. The earliest versions included a playful admonishment that people wouldn't want to write your PhD dissertation with the data, which immediately motivated me to write my dissertation with it. At the time, Google search data didn't seem to be a proper source of information for quote-unquote serious academic research. Unlike surveys, Google search data wasn't created as a way to help us understand the human psyche. Google was invented so that people could learn about the world, not so researchers could learn about people. But it turns out the trails we leave as we seek knowledge on the internet are tremendously revealing. In other words, people's search for information is in itself information. When and where they search for facts, quotes, jokes, places, persons, things, or help, it turns out, can tell us a lot more about what they really think, really desire, really fear, and really do than anyone might have guessed. This is especially true since people sometimes don't so much query Google as confide in it. I hate my boss. I am drunk. My dad hit me. The everyday act of typing a word or phrase into a compact, rectangular white box leaves a small trace of truth that, when multiplied by millions, eventually reveals profound realities. The first word I typed in Google Trends was God. I learned that the states that make the most Google searches mentioning God were Alabama, Mississippi, and Arkansas, the Bible Belt, and those searches are most frequently on Sundays. None of which was surprising, but...